Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Jesus. Oh, come on and praise him, saints. Hallelujah. Come on and just magnify him. Wherever you are this morning, wherever you are this afternoon, wherever you are, when you're listening to today's Daily Fire, come on and give God praise. Welcome to the Daily Fire podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by churchgirldresses.com, the place where good girls shop. With everything from church wear to casual wear, including jumpsuits, to evening wear and now menswear, we got you covered. So make sure you visit churchgirldresses.com. Today is the last day of the weekend sale. Our topic for today's Daily Fire, and I have a great one for you, is four steps to achieving perfect work-life balance. Now, I'm having to work these myself, so, you know, we're going to love this today. Four steps to achieving perfect work-life balance. And we are in the book of 3 John, verses 2 through 3. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live. You can call in on air by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you can't call in when I'm live at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. That's FeelTheFire.com. FeelTheFire.com. But even better, follow the podcast, so the recording will be taped straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern and available for you to listen to at any time throughout the day, as well as to go back on future days and to bless someone else's soul you love by sharing that text. Follow by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com, as well as the ability for you to send me your prayer request and contact me. That's FeelTheFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in 3 John, verses 2 through 3, because there's only one chapter here. Beloved, reading from the KJV, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today's Daily Fire? Say it aloud with me right now. Four steps to achieving perfect work-life balance. And the book of 3 John, verses 2 through 3, that I just read unto you, the author is letting us know that it is the desire of God that we prosper and be in good health. But there was a contingency here. It's even as our soul prospers. This lets us know that God is concerned about every area of our lives. He has no issue with us prospering. He has no issue with you living your best life. He has no issue with you, attaining or acquiring material things. You worked for it. You got your degree for it, or you opened your business for it, or your family created that legacy. God has no issue with you prospering. He has no issue with you being in good health, because as you are in good health, you're then capable of physically going out to also expand the kingdom of God. But he said here, even as your soul prospers, because the foundation of us is our soul, right? Our soul and spirit. Everything else is going to fade away. When we die, ashes to ashes and dust to dust, from the dust we were taken and to the dust we will return. But our spirits either will meet our Maker, God, in peace, to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, or to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I know you not. Be ye cast into the everlasting fire of hell, really prepared for Satan and his angels. In other words, you got to get the soul right. Now let's talk about that. Because in today's era of constant communication and contact, constant accessibility, because we're always plugged in even when we think we're not anywhere that we can be plugged in, checking emails, getting text messages, calls, messages on social media, we really have lost the ability of how to attain that balance in life that is necessary to be able to live your best life. So step number one, everyone say step one. Remember, the lines are muted. No one can hear you. Prioritize the right priorities. Prioritize the right priorities. You see, because it's not enough for you just to prioritize if what you're including in the list of priorities really shouldn't be a priority in your life at all. For example, a lot of us, when we get a new boyfriend, a girlfriend, you know, we're caught up in that rose-colored glasses kind of emotion. We're loving the great chemistry and all of these things. But the new boyfriend or girlfriend that you just got 2 days ago shouldn't have priority over your 5-year-old, 7-year-old, and 9-year-old children that you got 5, 7, and 9, or that you birthed 5, 7, and 9 years ago, or adopted or fostered. Do you see what I mean? You have to put in your list of priorities the things and the people who ought to be priorities. Now, I'm not saying that you won't make time for those people, because hopefully the goal is that you'll find out, or you're trying to determine, if this is the right person for you, so that it, you know, as time develops, the two of you will eventually be able to become husband and wife. But again, you got to put the right things in the priority. Serving God has to be in your list of priorities. Spending time with God. Serving God is not just about going to church on Sundays. Going to church on Sundays is great for refueling us and renewing us. It's great for delivering us and healing us. It's great for teaching and empowering us. But if that's the only thing you do, where there's no other time throughout the week where you pray or read your word, where you spend time with the Lord, then you'll find that when the enemy comes against you, you lack the power to stand against him successfully. So prioritize the right priorities. What is that? That is your spiritual time with the Lord, which also includes your giving of tithe and offering, your reading of your Bible, your fasting and praying, your going to church. It includes witnessing, ministering to others. It includes giving to others. What else needs to be in that priority list? Your family. And when I say your family, that includes you. So if you're single and you have no children, you're still your own family. You cannot be good or well enough to help someone else if you yourself are not taken care of. So So you include within that list your family and yourself. What else needs to go there? Your livelihood. Whether you're an employee, employer, own your business, whatever it is you do, you got to put your livelihood in there. But it cannot be to the point where all of these things are taking precedence, a priority, over your spirit and your time with family, which includes yourself. Those are the top two priorities. Because a job will fire you. They will lay you off. And they'll hire someone else and put them in your chair the next day and not even have cared about the 20 years of service you've given. So you must first prioritize what needs to be prioritized. Isn't this good teaching? Now, our daily fire is only 15 minutes, so let me speed it up. In Matthew 6:33, the Bible teaches us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things will be added unto us. But it says, seek first the kingdom of God. That is the priority that we must deal with first. Praise the Lord. Everyone say step two. Isn't this good? Step two, schedule rest and time to stop and smell the roses. Resting, relaxation, and recovery cannot be passive parts of your life that just happen whenever they happen. I will tell you, I really had to just remind myself of that a few weeks ago, because as an attorney, I'm working on some major cases, and I was just so exhausted spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physiologically, every part of me. And 1 week I was in multiple counties, Miami, Broward, Sumter, Pasco, I forgot wherever else I had gone, but I was all over the place, and my body was so tired that it just shut down on me. I couldn't take it. Or what will happen at other times is that I'll just get sick, you know, because I'm not eating right, I'm not sleeping right, I'm always on the road or something during those times, and my body will just force me to rest. Don't develop a habit of making your body force you to rest. Schedule that time in. You will have to stay off your social media. You'll have to, you know, not answer any calls, not focus on everyone else. There has to be time for just you. And so within my day now, I've created time for that. I'm learning to put everything in its place. Work is during certain hours. My time for me is within certain hours. Now, because I'm an attorney and I'm a litigator, after my me time, sometimes I do have to pick back up on work. Sometimes I'm working 12, 13-hour days, but the point is, even within there, I'm now forcing myself to stop. And when it's my time, it is my time, okay? And so if you have children or you have family, there needs to be just that time. That's time for your family, time for your children, and then just time for you, even if it's only an hour a day. But during that time, don't take any calls. Don't get on social media. Don't lose your marriage. Don't lose your children. Don't lose yourself because you refuse to schedule time for what the priority is. You're giving everyone else your time, and they could care less about, you know, the overall best interest of you. Schedule time for yourself. Learn how to say no. In the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 46, Jesus said, someone touched me. And the disciples said, Lord, there are so many people. This is where you had the woman with the issue of blood who touched the hem of his garment. The disciples said, Lord, so many people are touching you. How can you say that? He said, but with this touch, the virtue has gone out of me. Even Jesus got tired. Even Jesus had the virtue go out of him. In Mark 4:35, he told the disciples, let's go over to the other side. After having served the people and witnessed to them and ministered to them, he said, let us go over to the other side. In John 11:33, the Bible tells us how he groaned in his spirit and was troubled due to the unbelief and lack of faith of others. And then we know that he chose 12 disciples. If Jesus, being our Lord, could experience the virtue leaving him as he ministered and healed and helped others. If Jesus, being our Savior, had to go over to the other side and rest, if Jesus had to choose 12 disciples, if Jesus moaned and groaned, surely you don't think that you and I are better than Christ. You have to schedule rest and relaxation. I know this is good. We're going to finish it up tomorrow because Daily Fire is only 15 minutes. Let's get ready to go into prayer, and then I'm going to end with assigning your task for today. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Oh, Father, we praise you today. Father, we glorify you. Our souls say hallelujah. Our souls, Lord, say hallelujah. Thank you for this good word. Thank you for this good seed, Lord. Four steps to achieving or attaining perfect work-life balance. Father, we just praise you today that we are going to prioritize the right priorities. We're going to put you first. We're going to seek you first. We're going to understand that putting you first does not mean we're in church 5 and 6 days a week, but that we are saved, we're sanctified, we're developing spiritual covenant relationship with you. We are praying, we're fasting, we're giving, we're ministering. Father, help us to also schedule rest, schedule time to stop and smell the roses, to understand that we must have time for ourselves. We must block out the social media, not answer the messenger. Some of us, Lord, need to take messenger off of our cell phones, so the only time we can see the messages is when we go in or log in. Some of us, Father, need to stop getting automatic emails on our cell phones that interrupt our thought processes all day so that we're not as productive as we need to be, and just set times to go in and check emails, even at work, time to return calls. Help us, Lord, hallelujah, because you said it is your will that we be in good health and prosper, even as our soul prospers. Now, Father, I lift up everyone right now who's listening. I ask you, Lord, to help them to work these steps. Help them to work these steps. Help them to work these steps so they can truly live their best lives, not just now, but tomorrow, henceforth, and forevermore. We say hallelujah, Lord, for the newness in us. Hallelujah, Father, for the victory. Hallelujah, for the joy. Hallelujah, for the peace and good health that achieving this work-life balance will bring into our lives, our conversations, our spirits, Father, into our homes. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, I will work today's steps to attain perfect work-life balance. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we will end with assigning your task for today. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will live my best life by attaining perfect work-life balance in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family, or welcome back to the family, everyone. Remember, you got to get your words, you got to get your devotion each day. So tune in with me to Daily Fire at 7 a.m. Eastern, or go to feelthefire.com after 8, or best bet, text the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222 so you don't miss this hot manna. All of this information is on my website. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get it in order.
Hallelujah. So that you will prosper.
And go on.
Get it in order.
The kind of blessings, that's about to fall on me.